met you guys under the covers, and we can just kind of talk in a chill and slow key way. I don't know, I thought, like, because my last AMA was kind of springy and kind of more cheerful, I guess. Like, I'm pretty happy right now. Like, I'm cheery now, but it's just, I don't know, I wanted to have a more kind of low-key, like, 2 a.m. night vibe, like, deep talk with your crush type of vibe. Does that make sense at all? I hope it does. But yeah, I have, like, a blue and pink, like, nightlight. And that shit just always, like, inspires me, you know? So, yeah, I thought I would answer some of your questions. And I think I'm gonna divide it into 2 or 3 parts. Just because I am so happy that I got so many super interesting questions. And I want to make sure that I, you know, give all of my, my brain cell isn't working. That I kind of, like, give it my all, I guess, you know, because I just thought it would be more interesting that way. Like, there's nothing that I, this is kind of like a pet peeve of mine where, and people are like, oh, ask me anything, and then people would submit their questions, and then they would answer it in, like, a nonchalant way. Not, I guess, like, nonchalant, but, like, in a dismissive way. And it's just like, why? Why you do that? Come on, I want to learn about you, you know? So, yeah. I hope that you get to know me more. You know, the person behind the mic and the behind the moans, I guess. So, yeah. Sick. All right, cool. Okay, so first question is from Soul Drop. What up? Okay, so what inspired you and built up the courage to post audios? So I think for me, it was very gradual at first, and then I just took the plunge. Like, if I had to, kind of give a little bit of, like, a visuals, I guess. But my first, like, 4 audios up to, Succubus were all, either, like, writing or, teasing, like, a lot of, like, outer core stuff. And I mean, I, like, technically the Succubus one is, like, outer core, but also it's kind of, like, supernatural that way. But my actual, like, straight up, like, sexy kind of audio was, Mean Girls Revenge. Yeah, and I don't know, I think I was kind of planning on, quote unquote, like, I want to say saving myself, but that's so dumb. Like, where I wanted my first kind of actual, like, full-on sex kind of audio to be, like, a big thing. But then I was like, why build that much pressure on yourself, you know? So I thought I would just do the Mean Girls Revenge audio because I really, really like the script. And just have fun with it, you know? Yeah. I thought, yeah, I don't know. I was, yeah, I feel like even until now, I'm really happy with my decision because I feel like building it up in your head, like, first, it's never as good as you imagine it to be. And also, you're building up so much pressure on yourself. And I think, you know, my first rule on GWA is, like, I'm gonna keep doing it as long as I have fun. And so, yeah, like, I don't have a consistent schedule or anything, just so, because I don't want to have, like, a burnout, and I want to make sure that whatever I put out are the shit that I'm happy with, and I enjoy, you know, making it and editing it and shit, because I do, I absolutely do enjoy doing everything, but yeah, but it does take a toll on you a little bit in terms of, you know, because obviously posting audios on Reddit has its risks, and sometimes you get really creepy DMs that, you really wish you didn't read, but you did, and you're like, oh no. But obviously it's all worth, I feel like it's worth it, and it's all, you know, outweighed by the satisfaction that I get after finishing a really big project or an audio that I'm really happy about, and seeing you guys really enjoy the audio and kind of like the community that we've all built together. Like, it's really rewarding that way. But also, you know, it's really all about balance and just making sure that everyone is safe and everyone just have fun. Yeah, that was a really long answer. Sorry. But yeah. Yeah. Like, I wish I could just be like, you know, just like, just post your audio. You know, I wish I could give more kind of encouragement, I guess. But I totally understand that, you know, for everyone, it's a different process, and you just gotta take it at a pace that you're comfortable with, and make sure that you're safe, and that you have, you know, a good support system, because it's definitely scary. Like, I'm not denying that at all. Like, you're putting yourself on the internet, and it's literally, it's like, it's audio porn, you know, it's a very vulnerable thing, and you gotta protect yourself, but also have fun with it, you know? So yeah, that's my answer. Is that good enough? I don't know, I wish I had more tips, but yeah, everyone's different, so I just hope that, you know, hearing my experience helps you a little bit. Yeah, thanks for the question. Okay. So, and the next one is from Harmony Hall 2021 from House Kimothy. What up? Soul's from House Gabby Gill, which is really cool. Yay. Okay, Harmony Hall 2021 from House Kimothy. I'm so happy about all the houses. It's wild. There's just so much like lore on the soap. It makes me so happy because it's just so fun. You know? And it's also like a little bit dumb, so thanks for like indulging me. I'm just, I don't know, it makes me happy, and it builds, you know, like a healthy competition between all the houses and the community. Just, I don't know, makes me happy. Yay. Okay, Harmony Hall 2021 says, long time listener, first time caller. Hey. Are any of the characters in your audios based on real life people, or did they all spring from your brain cell? Thank you for assuming that I have more than one brain cell. But I'm trying to think. I think the only two audios that are that I like wrote are, I mean, Feeling Still and Cheerleader episode 2, but also like the groundwork was already written by Sergio, who wrote Cheerleader episode 1, so I can't really take much credit for that. But pretty much for Feeling Still, it's based on it is kind of me, but also like a mixture of my friends, I guess. Like, I wanted to say like an idealized version of me, but not really, because I think with Feeling Still, I try to make the relationships between all the characters to be kind of like dynamic and interesting that way. Like, there's been so many times where I would read a script, and at first I'm like, oh, this is really interesting. Because I love, you know, playing like different characters and shit. And then I read them, and then it's super like stereotypical, if that makes sense. Like, for example, if there's like a tomboy like tag, and it's like, like mechanics and like different like sports are always mentioned, but in a very kind of obvious way where like no normal person would like talk like that, if that makes sense. But yeah, just like personally, I think that kind of takes me out a little bit in terms of acting. So whenever I can, I try to, you know, add lines that are like natural for me, and try to kind of like build up the listeners' personalities and characteristics in my head, just so that it's easy for me to imagine. Like, I still understand with GWA, like when you're writing a script, you want the listeners' like characteristics to be as vague as possible, so that people can kind of like relate to the character. But I think from the other end, you know, actually recording the audios, it's kind of important to build out the specifics so that you can kind of act it out more sincerely, and it's not stereotypical, if that makes sense. Like, it's, you know, it's a whole ass person and not just like the roommate and feeling still like you. I mean, I guess like I hope that I conveyed the characters in a way that, like, after the end of this audio, or, you know, before the audio, they still exist. But we're just kind of like listening in to this little part of their lives, but they still feel like a whole kind of complete person. So yeah. Hope that answers your question. Yeah. All my answers are so long. I'm so sorry. okay. Hey B, love your audio. Very simple question. How did you get into Brockhampton? Cool. This one I can answer like, sure. Cool. First audio I listened to was Gold from Saturation One. And then I watched the music videos, and I thought they're so cool because they have all these like super interesting concepts, and they're really consistent with the themes. And also with Gold, I saw the music video and I saw Matt Champion wearing all yellow, and he's like in a box, and I was like, fuck, he do be looking fine in that box, you know what I mean? Like, can you do you know what I mean? Like, pull up, I want to be in that box, you know? So Gold, Saturation One, saw my champion, and I was like, damn boy. And finally saw them live after Iridescence during the I'll Be There tour, and saw Matt Champion using his inhaler, and my friend was so into it, and I was like, damn, he do be kinda hot doing that. That's very strange. What's happening to me? What's happening to us? But yeah. Does that answer your question? Hope it does. That's kind of a 2-in-1, I guess. Brockhampton and Matt Champion. Also, Matt Champion, if you're listening to this. I always say this. This is so dumb. Matt Champion, if you're listening to this, what up? Pull up. You know? Alright, sick. Okay. I think I'm gonna do one more. I would say one more question, but like, not really. what am I doing? Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. I'm gonna do like three more. I'm gonna do like three more questions. How many questions have I answered? It's fine. It's fine. Whatever. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Okay. Alright. This question is from Dorota Mien. Dorota Mien. Is that how you say it? From House Kimothy. Kimothy, what up? Alright. Okay. I find it hard to recognize my own voice, so, and since here we all love it, what do you think of it yourself? What do I think of my own voice? I think I sound like I know that, I mean, at school, like, during freshman year, we, like, my first kind of, like, college voice lesson, we were all, like, lined up, and we sang a song, and we were all supposed to kind of, like, I want to say yell, but, like, not really, but kind of, like, give different words that describe the person's voice. And I definitely know that, like, my voice is, like, warm and, like, friendly, and definitely on, like, the young side. Like, that's why I don't think I can pull off, like, a convincing, like, MILF character. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like no one would buy that. But, yeah, I think speaking voice, warm, kind of on the younger side, kind of on the dumber side, I want to say. Like, is that bad? Like, I feel like my tone is, if I'm not, like, paying attention to it, I guess. Like, it's, the inflection is a little bit, like, dumb, straight up. Like, I have no problem saying it, I think. Yeah. singing-wise, I'm super critical of my voice. Like, I don't like listening back to my voice, whether it be talking or singing, but I'm definitely critical of my own voice. Yeah, like, some of my closest friends, like, they would get, like, first drafts of, a song that I'm working on, and shit like that, and they'd be like, oh, it sounds great, or like, oh, there's nothing wrong with it, and I was like, no, like, in this part, it's like a little bit flat, like, shit like that. And, that's definitely something that I'm still working on until now, because, like, there's only so much that you can do to kind of, like, improve something, at least, like, in the, like, creative field, where you, like, keep tinkering with it. Like, it's not gonna get any better, you're just kind of, like, fixing these, like, little details that literally, like, no one cares about. But yeah, super critical of my singing voice. Yeah, I don't know. I think even before I started posting on GWA, I was pretty, well, I want to say, like, I was already pretty confident in my voice. Obviously not in a way where I'm like, where I, like, verify and I'm like, oh my god, I know that, like, people are gonna love my voice, thank you so much. Like, not in that way, but I don't need, like, validation, I guess, from people, where people are like, I like your voice, like, shit like that. Like, that doesn't affect my self-confidence or self-worth, I guess, in a way that would kind of deter me from making audio. Does that make sense? Like, because that's just kind of the nature of Reddit and GWA, I think. Like, there are some audios that do well, and there are some audios that don't, and sometimes it doesn't matter how much effort you put into an audio, like, it might just not do well. And maybe you spend, like, 5 minutes recording an audio, and then it does really well. Like, sometimes it's real unexpected that way. So it's super important, I think. I mean, I guess this is a tip too, if you're thinking about, you know, starting to post, like, audios and stuff. You really gotta be secure in yourself, and you really gotta be secure in your own abilities and your confidence, because that shit can really get to you. What was I saying? That shit can really get to you. Yeah, like, you know, it's not always nice DMs, and, you know, not everyone is nice, obviously, and sometimes you read shit that knocks you down a little bit, but you just gotta be like, meh, it's fine. You know? Yeah. Where am I? Fuck. Okay. So there's that. Hope that answers your question. Would you rather deeply love someone, but it never be reciprocated, or never love anyone at all? Ooh, that's so hard. Actually, no, it's not that hard. I'm so annoying, Jesus fuck. Okay, I think I would definitely choose deeply love someone, but it never be reciprocated. Cause some of my like best songs or like best work are like the ones that I did when I'm like sad and or like heartbroken or like got like cheated on and shit. So yeah, I mean, like it might hurt, but there's gonna be like bangers, so I think that'll be worth it, hopefully. I don't know, like I'd rather feel something, I guess. Yeah, I'd rather feel something and then like pour it in a song, and maybe that'll make other people feel better or give them courage to do shit, you know. So yeah, do you prefer someone playing with your ears? I'm sorry, I kind of read it as ass, which is that's very far. Okay, with your ears, your neck, or your collarbone? Ooh. I think my neck, definitely. Yeah, like I really like neck kisses. I think that's really, it's really hot. Or like when someone like kisses down your body and they're kind of like going like south, but they like start with like kissing your neck and you're just like, because I feel like that's usually the start of like actual like hot make out or like foreplay, I guess, you know what I mean. That's when like a make out becomes foreplay, I feel like, when there's like neck kisses and you're like, okay, like I like, yeah, you know, I got you. So yeah, yeah, I would say neck. Okay. And then okay, less serious questions from Bulbasaur. What's up? From Mytholemew. Ayy. Okay. I just want to, like, mix it up a little bit. I hope that's okay to kind of, like, jump around. I'll answer everything, I promise. But I just want to jump around a little bit, if that's cool. Sick. Okay. So, first less serious question is, any singing tips for someone who sucks at singing? No, don't say that. Let me think. I think probably finding your tone is important. But like in a healthy way. Like I can't tell you how many times I've heard people singing where they're just kind of like trying to imitate their favorite artist, but like that tone either doesn't suit them or they're not doing it in a healthy way that can really kind of like damage their vocal cords like in the long run. So I would say, yeah, first like find your tone, you know, find what kind of genre or style of singing that suits you. Because I think even how do you guys feel about, you know, when people say like singing in cursive? Do you know what I'm talking about? And they're like, I like avocado and banana. You know what I'm talking about? It's so dumb. But like, yeah. I don't know, like music is so subjective, I feel. And like, yeah, it's like stylized. And like, yeah, it might be singing in cursive. But like, if it sounds good and people enjoy it, like, why not? You know what I mean? I don't know. And there are definitely, like, some singers that I know that they can sing, and it's not, like, flat or sharp, and, like, it's the right technique, but I just don't, like, enjoy it, but, like, some people enjoy it, so, like, I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, I guess, but if we're talking just from, like, a technical standpoint, I would say the first thing that I would suggest is trying to like free your voice, if that makes sense. Like, I totally understand if someone hasn't been singing like all their lives, it's kind of like embarrassing, you know what I mean? And like, I totally get that, because I feel like when you're like writing a paper or something, or it's like homework, or you didn't do well on a test, it's not usually taken as like a personal thing, but like, your voice is you, basically. And even though someone is like, hey, like, your technique isn't right, it's a lot more personal that way, if that makes sense. But yeah, probably getting some training and building kind of like a thick skin in terms of getting criticized and shit. And freeing your voice, I think, is really important, because I have a friend who is now like a full-on like legit soprano, but all her life she thought that she was an alto, because she lived with like, I want to say like 5 or 6 siblings, and she used to share like a bedroom with like 2 of her siblings growing up, so she was never able to like use her voice fully, so she would just kind of like sing quietly, and just like, oh, okay, that's, you know, it's fine, I'm an alto. But then, you know, when she was given the space to kind of like explore her voice, that's when she found that she's like a really good soprano. So yeah, just give yourself space and get someone to train you and put a thick skin. Cool. Okay, so last question. This is from Rathless from House Kimothy. I hate to be the guy, but somebody has to ask it. Any updates on Cheerleader 3? Nothing that I can share yet. Just know that legit after I posted Cheerleader episode 2, like the day after I started working on episode 3, and it takes time, because again, we're going back to the whole like pressure thing, I guess, because, you know, people expect a certain quality, and like, first of all, I'm already like hard on myself, I think, plus kind of like being on like a time limit, I guess. Like, I'm so fucking grateful that people like my audios and there's like a demand for it, and people are like wanting to come out. Like, I'm so happy that about the attention that my audios have gotten, and I'm so happy that I have a platform, I have like an audience. Like, it's wild, you know what I mean? Like, I never thought that I'd be here. It's insane. But also, like, with that, like, first of all, like, I don't want to let you guys down, you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't want to put out something that is subpar or something that I'm not proud of just because I want it to get out there. And yeah, I don't know, because I'm definitely like, I'm such a fucking like people pleaser. I feel that like whenever I read you know, people asking when is it coming out, I'm like, dude, I know, like, I want it to come out too. You know, like, I'm working on it, I promise. But yeah, then again, you know, going back on the whole trying to keep it fun for me, trying to keep it fun for everyone, and just working on shit that I enjoy at my own pace. Like, it is coming, like, I promise you, it's coming. I just don't want to get burned out from it, and it's such a huge ass project. That's all I can say. And I'm straight up, I'm continuously working on it. And I hope the wait is worth it, you know. So yeah, I think that's all I can say. Yeah. I just want to say thank you again for sticking with me, and you know, like, some of you are here for the spicy audios, some of you are here for the songs, some of you are here for the Bees Boys community, and however you found me, I'm really happy that you found me. And I never thought I'd be here, and I hope this doesn't come as like a flex, because it's wild, you know. And I started this shit like not straight up, like not expecting anything at all. Even like now, like I don't have I don't even do like commission shit, just because I'm like, I want to do shit that I enjoy, you know. I guess I was like the buy me coffee thing, because I was getting DMs where it was like, oh, how can we do more than like giving you a like, and I was like, I, you know, give like $2 if you have spare change. I don't know, I'm still figuring it out, okay, just bear with me. But yeah, like, I know I don't have like a consistent schedule or anything, but I don't know, it's, yeah, I think I'm really lucky that I think most of my listeners are, I want to say, like, well-adjusted adults, I guess, that, like, also see me as a person, 100%. But definitely, sometimes I definitely come across some DMs or comments that I just, the tone is, like, I know that they kind of see me as kind of, like, an object, like a sexual object, which I'm, like, yeah, I make audio porn, I get that, but also I'm like a whole ass person with like a whole ass life, I guess, like outside of the audios that you guys listen to. And yeah, what the fuck was I talking about? God damn it, shit, I forgot what I was saying. But yeah, I don't know, I hope that was interesting. Yeah, but yeah, I don't know, like, I feel like I just want to give the whole, I'm gonna say brand, but then I guess like that's so dumb, like, but yeah, like I want my quote-unquote brand to represent like my actual personality, because it's so, I feel like it would be so fucking tiring to like act sexy all the time, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, you know, I'm a thirsty bitch, sure, but like sometimes I just want to hang out and I don't know, go on Discord. By the way, we have a Discord, if you guys are not aware of it, like, the link is on the sidebar. And it's just been really fun. Like, yesterday, we watched Cats. It's so fucking cursed. That movie is cursed. straight up. But yeah, it's so much fun. And it's such a just wholesome community of just boys supporting boys. The girls are also boys, just don't worry about it, it's just called Bees Boys. Like, whoever you are, just, you know, pull up. Come join us in the Discord. We do really, really fucking dumb shit, and it's really fun. We watched Signs. M. Night Shyamalan's Signs. if you know, you know. But yeah, Signs is just not a good movie at all, but we watched it. It's so much fun. But yeah, and then the Beelympics is still open. So if you have, you know, any art or audio or script that you want to submit, pull up, you know? And it's a super, like, low-pressure thing, you know? It's just me. It's just me consuming your shit, even if, you know, it's your first script or if it's your first audio. Like, I think yesterday, that was my 100th day being on Reddit. So straight up, like, if it's your first time writing a script, or if it's your first time doing an audio, like, I was there too, like, not long ago at all. So I totally understand the feeling. And just, you know, it's just me and you. Like, you know me. You've listened to my voice. You've listened to my voice, like, way longer than, like, I would even listen to my voice, I think. So yeah, just I really appreciate each and every one of you, and I think I'm gonna go to bed. Okay. Sick. Is there anything else that I want to say? Ooh! Okay. Since you guys have listened to me just rambling and talking while being sleepy for this long, here's a little gift for you. Thanks for sticking around. Bye. So, this is Drunk B trying to do a mashup with her roommate. First try is never perfect, but fuck it. Keep trying, dude. Alright, sick. Here it is.
I was good on my own, that's the way it was. That's the way it was. You was good on the low for a faded fuck. On some faded love. Shit, what the fuck you complaining for? Feeling jaded, huh? You should trip all that shit I was kicking to you. Had some fun on the run, though I gave it to you, baby. Don't get it twisted. I can't say this, cool. Savage, didn't they tell you that I was a savage? Fuck your white horse in a carriage. But you never could imagine. Never told you you could have it. You needed me. Ooh, you needed me. God, fuck. To feel a little more. But baby, ooh, you need me.
Alright, are you ready? Alright, cool.
Baby, I like your style. I can't fucking read.
It's fine, alright, go.
Grips in your ways, from way back way. You know that I don't play. Street's not safe, but I never run away. Even when I'm away. OT, OT, there's never much love when we go OT. I pray to make it back in one piece. I pray. That's why I need one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher power's taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hands. One more time before I go. Higher power's taking a hold on me. Baby, strength and guidance, all that I'm wishing for my friends. Nobody makes it from my ends. I had to bust up the silence. You know you gotta stick by me. Soon as you just I don't wanna spend time fighting. We got no time, and that's why I need one dance. Before I go, higher power's taking a hold on me. Give me that one dance.
Ho.
It's just one dance. You're not that drunk. I'm not that drunk.
Let's fucking go. Is this a going? What do you want me to do here?